Hey guys, it's Psychology Babe, and I am back with the next branch of psychology that we're going to talk about. I know it's been a minute, guys. I had to take a little time off and take care of some things, but I am back full swing, and today we're going to talk about sports psychology. Sports psychology is a field that focuses on the mental and emotional aspects of athletic performance. It involves helping athletes develop mental skills, manage stress, boost confidence, and optimize their mindset to perform at their best. Sports psychologists work with athletes, coaches, and teams to enhance performance and overall well-being in sports. Hey, this is a pretty cool branch. I wouldn't mind getting into this branch of psychology myself. I'm a huge sports fan, so this is a good one. Certainly, here are some real life examples of how sports psychology is applied in the world of sports. First, performance enhancement. Sports psychologists work with athletes to improve their mental skills, such as goal setting, visualization, and self-talk, to enhance their performance. For instance, a golfer might work with a sports psychologist to improve their focus and concentration during a tournament. Number two, overcoming mental blocks. Athletes sometimes face mental blocks or performance anxiety. Sports psychologists help them identify and address these issues. For example, a gymnast who experiences fear before attempting a difficult routine can benefit from psychological techniques to manage that fear. Number three, team dynamics. Sports psychologists also work with sports teams to improve communication, cohesion, and teamwork. They help team members understand each other's personalities and motivations, which can lead to better on-field performance. Number four, injury rehabilitation. Coping with injuries is a significant challenge for athletes. Sports psychologists assist injured athletes in maintaining a positive mindset, adhering to rehabilitation routines, and returning to play with confidence. Number five, pregame preparation. Athletes often use mental routines to prepare for competition. Sports psychologists help them develop rituals and routines to get into the right mental state before a game, match, or race. Number six, stress management. High-pressure situations are common in sports. Sports psychologists teach athletes stress management techniques to stay calm and focused under pressure, such as deep breathing or mindfulness exercises. Number seven, career transition. When athletes retire or transition to a different phase of their career, sports psychologists can help them cope with the psychological challenges of this transition, such as loss of identity or adjusting to a new lifestyle. Number eight, youth sports. Sports psychology principles are also applied in youth sports to help young athletes develop healthy attitudes towards competition, manage parental and coaching pressures, and enjoy sports with building confidence. These examples highlight the diverse ways in which sports psychology plays a crucial role in helping athletes and teens achieve their goals and overcome psychological challenges in the world of sports. Yeah, this is a really, really good feel, and it's especially a really good feel for someone who is a fan of sports and a fan of psychology. I mean, it kind of just blends. As I said earlier, you know, I could see myself in this field, truthfully, because I am a serious sports fan, and of course, I love psychology. So for anyone thinking of getting into psychology, see, that's the thing. People just think that it's just one thing. Psychology has so many different branches, which is another reason that it's so fascinating, because psychology impacts every part of our lives, truthfully. And so I think for me, that's just what's so fascinating about it, because you have so many areas that you can go into. There's so many ways to help. And I'm sure a lot of people didn't even know, you know, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to go over all of the different branches, so that people can understand that psychology, it has such a huge impact on our day-to-day life, you know, just every day and in all areas of life. And also for anyone who may be thinking about you know, studying psychology. It's a really, really great major. You know, a lot of times people say people get degrees in things that are outdated or that you can no longer use. Well, let me tell you something. Psychology is not one of them. People may feel that way, but it's so not true. Because as I said, psychology is ingrained in everything that we do every single day. And this series that I'm doing, you know, that's a part of that. That's giving proof that it's not something that's ever going to go away. It's always going to be needed, and it's such a worthwhile degree, and you can choose which branch you want to work in. I just think it's really great. I honestly do. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and we'll be back next time. Have a good one.